to greet you in Jesus' name. I've been blessed with the message that was shared with us here this morning so far, and just encourage us to take those things in and apply them to our own lives and to ponder them as we go through this coming week and really understand ourselves where we stand in these things. I'd like to just pause and have a time of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we do just again bow before you this morning with thanksgiving. Lord, I thank you for the words that were shared with us here this morning already. And I do pray, Lord, that as we look into your word, Father, that you would give us ears to hear and hearts to be able to receive. I pray, Lord, that you would give me the ability to share the things that you have laid upon my heart. Lord, I just pray for those that are not with us here this morning that usually are. We just lift them up to you and just pray that they would be blessed today wherever they are and that they could be encouraged in your word. We thank you, and Lord, we do desire that you would receive all the honor and glory for the things that take place here this morning. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In Isaiah chapter 43, just two verses here that I'd like to start with in verse 18 and 19. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing now, it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. And then turning to Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. As I was pondering this message and thinking about our lives and how it's so easy for life to just, time goes, we go from one day to the week to months to the year, and if we're not careful, they all just get, life in general can get muddied together, and we forget what we're really seeking after, or we lose focus of it. And so the title this morning that I gave my message is Having Bookends in Our Lives. And when I think of bookends, I'm thinking of chapters. We often hear around this time of year that going into the new year, people, they look back over their past year, and there's things that we like about that took place, and there's things that we're not so proud of. If we're honest with ourselves and we come into January 1st, it's like, okay, some of these things are going to change. But if we have that vision of taking the bookends in our lives or the chapters that we create for ourselves are big chapters, like 1 year at a time, try to save money for a vehicle that you want to buy. And you decide, okay, come January, I'm going to start saving money. And the first week comes, and it's like, well, my friends want to go out to eat. And it's like, yeah, well, I can't miss out on that. And so, like, away we go. And something else comes up. And so before we know it, the week went by, and it was just like the week before. And that's the type of thing that can so easily happen. Some of the chapters that we have in our life, like growing up from a child to a youth, those are given. They will take place in our lives whether we like it or not. It's going to happen if we have a normal lifespan. Growing up from a youth to an adult, those are given things that take place. Not being able to drive our vehicle to getting a driver's license, it's a new chapter that comes if we grow to be an adult. Being single to getting married is something that takes place for a lot of people in that chapter. That chapter comes and goes. From being married to having children, it's a new chapter that comes, and it just often just sort of happens. To I think of being born again from being a lost sinner, living life for self, to being born again, living a surrendered life for Jesus, that is something that we make an intentional decision to live that life. But there's many, many moving parts and pieces in that life that sometimes we can get lost in. Taking our first job, that's a chapter in our lives. Job changes, being self-employed or taking on that challenge, that is a chapter that we choose. Buying our first vehicle is a piece that happens in many of our lives. And then we go on in time, days, weeks, months, years, and we do well if we can develop in our minds and not let that time just get muddied together. And as I go through this message, I'd like to just encourage us in that and challenge us. Where are we at? What are we doing with that? It's so easy for us to let time just get away. We make commitments of things that we want to do, like saving money. That's an easy one for us to look at in a material setting, is we have a goal that we want to reach, and we decide that we need a certain amount of funds by a certain time, and if we do the calculations, we know how much we need to save to get to that number. And if we take big sections of our lives and just say, okay, I need to save this much money, and it probably isn't going to happen. But if we take a day or a week and we say, this is what needs to happen, and we're committed to it, and we come to the end of the week, which I want to call a book ending of that week in our lives, and we see it's like, well, I haven't quite attained what I was shooting for. We have a decision to make at that point. We can give up in discouragement and say, well, it's too hard. It's not worth it. Or we can look forward, look at the goal that we had and say, I need to refocus. What needs to change so this can happen in my life? And so we make some adjustments, and we take courage, and we try again. And so that's, as we look at that, We need, if we want to see change, if we want to see growth in our lives, both in material, looking at our physical lives, and especially in our spiritual lives, if we want to see growth and change, we need to have many chapters in our lives, many goals, and it's I believe it's the way that God wants to work in our lives. We come to the end of the day, and it's January 2nd, and we realize that I already blew some of my goals that I had for 23, and we have a book ending of the end of January 23. We're going to be discouraged, and we're going to give up. But if we look at the end of the day and we start building on our life in small sections, in we come to the end of the day and we start counting the blessings that we received that day, and we start looking at some of the areas that we didn't do so well, and we take those things to the Lord, and we talk to God about it, and we get encouraged, and we put a book ending there, and the next morning we rise up with another day, and we ask God to help us in the areas that we didn't do so well the day before. And we thank Him for the areas that we were strong in. And we work through our life in that way. We will find blessings and we will find encouragement. I would like to turn to Leviticus chapter 6 and just read a few verses here. And I think we'll get a picture of the importance of having a constant relationship with God. In Leviticus chapter 6, starting in verse 8, "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command Aaron and his sons, saying, This is the law of the burnt offering. It is the burnt offering because of the burning upon the altar all night unto the morning, and the fire of the altar shall be burning in it. And the priest shall put on his linen garment, and his linen breeches shall he put upon his flesh, and take up the ashes which the fire had consumed with the burnt offering on the altar. And he shall put them beside the altar. And he shall put off his garments, and put on other garments, and carry forth the ashes without the camp unto a clean place. And the fire upon the altar shall be burning in it. It shall not be put out. And the priest shall burn wood on it every morning, and lay the burnt offering in the order upon it. And he shall burn thereon the fat of the peace offerings. The fire shall ever be burning upon the altar. It shall never go out." We see here two things here in this passage. The instruction of removing the ashes of the previous offerings that were made, and the adding of new wood to keep the fire burning. And what I get from this passage here is the ashes, the burnt offering that took place last week or last year or yesterday, isn't something that will the remembrance of what God did will help us, but the survival of today, what happened yesterday, is not what's going to sustain us, but rather it's the new wood, the fire that is burning today in our hearts, the courage that we have is what's going to sustain us. The commitment that we made last week or yesterday, it's a peace. But if that's what we're hoping to survive on, it's not going to be enough. We need that constant fire, that constant relationship with God that was with me yesterday and that is alive with me today. And we keep adding wood to the fire. There's new things that are taking place. Not to rely on past experience, to fuel our future spiritual experiences. It's not the way that God wants to work, but rather he wants us to be thinking about what's going to be, what is going to come, and how God is going to work. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 4 and 5. To whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious, ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house, an holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. We see something here alive and well, something that is on fire. I was reminded recently here, I read the book about the missionaries that were taken captive in Haiti there, and just seeing God working in their testimony there as they were captive. And they had to continually, as they woke up in the morning, they had to seek the Lord and to be encouraged and encourage each other on in the Lord. They weren't relying on their past experiences of what they were doing prior to being taken captive. But it was an ongoing thing that kept them going. And something that stood out to me as I read that account there of their being able to get away from their captors and be freed is that different times they were talking about trying to escape, and but always their plans failed them. Till one particular day, they all felt the same way. Before that, there was always some that were holding back and were discouraged and not able to be on the. They weren't in agreement, but once when they came to the place where they all were in one accord, so to speak, and they all felt at peace, and it was amazing. It was amazing to see how they worked together and how they were able to be freed. And what really was amazing to me is during that time, I believe, the FBI was like keeping tabs of them and knew what they were doing. But when that time came, they totally missed that piece. And it was very obviously, it just seemed very obvious that it was God at work, and it was not anything that man did, but it was the hand of God that made that be possible. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 6, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. And when we look at that verse and we think about goals and we look at about having a close relationship with God, and it's a here and now. It's something that we're pursuing now. It's not something that we put off till next week, and then it comes and we finally make a step and do it. But I believe that it's pretty clear that we have to, like we heard this morning, we have to take a stand. We have to take a step. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. When we start seeking those things, God gives us a promise. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. He is a rewarder to them that diligently seek Him. That's something that I see. It's something that we're doing. We're searching Scripture. We're seeking to find God. It's here and now. It's today. Something that we're searching out today. It's something that we're doing. It doesn't depend on what other people are doing. We can't rely on other people's fires to sustain us. If we go to church and our fires aren't burning, and we're hoping that by spending time with other believers that their fires are burning, that somehow it's going to have a good effect on my life, and that I'll be satisfied with that, we're going to find ourselves being disappointed. But if we see other people's fires burning, and we take that on, and it's like, I want my fire to be, my zeal for the Lord to be burning like that, and we take it on ourselves and start searching and seeking, we will find the rewards that we're searching out. A saying that I read, we aren't only called to become Christians, we are called to be believers. We're called to live a life for the Lord, to live differently. Forgetting those things behind us and remembering those things that are before us. Moving forward. In Psalms 95, and maybe I'll just turn there. A familiar verse there. Today, if you hear His voice, harden not your heart. Again, it's talking about today. If we sense God's hand on our lives prompting us to do something, man's way of dealing with things often is we're not there tomorrow or next week. Or this week is already messed up, so we'll try again next week. Or we put it off to next year. Or we'll wait till some other time. In Psalms 95 here, starting in verse 7, "For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, It is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, unto whom I swear in my wrath, that they should not enter into my rest." A reminder here of what took place here. But in verse 7 there, "Today if you will hear his voice," it calls us to take action. Harden not your heart. Listen. Pay attention. In Hebrews chapter 3, verse 15, again, "Today if you hear his voice, harden not your hearts." Common excuse for man is later. Another time is better than now. We turn to Matthew chapter 25. We have an example here of the 10 virgins. 10 virgins were living life here. In starting in verse 1, "Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them." They were living, these 5 were going with their things that took place in the past, and were hoping maybe to use other people's fires to keep them going. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. They had a life that was alive. They had wood to put on their fires to keep them burning. A ongoing relationship. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him." And we know the story here. "Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go rather to them that sell, and buy for yourself." So we fall in one of these categories in our lives as we face this world, as we go to work in the morning, as we take on the chores of our home, as we take the responsibilities that God has given each one of us, we face life in one of these categories. We're coming with oil in our lamps and a vessel that is full, that is going to be there to replenish as the oil is burnt. Or we come with little preparation, relying on the ashes of the burnt offering that took place yesterday, or last week, or last month. Or maybe we're relying on the offerings that were placed by our parents, thinking that somehow that's going to help us or get us by. We see in this account here that when the time came and they realized that they needed some fire in their lamps, and that they didn't have that relationship going, and they went and wanted to borrow some, that it didn't work. It didn't get them where they wanted to be. So it is important that we keep our fires burning. And if we come to the end of our day and realize that they're not burning the way they should be, it's a good time to listen to the voice, listen to God's voice, and not harden our hearts, not to make excuses. Satan comes up with so many reasons why we shouldn't light our fires. And I believe that our brother Henry gave us some of those reasons why we wouldn't do that. So often our enemy points out things that where life wasn't fair, or things that other people didn't do things correctly. And we're not here to give a report of what other people do, but we're going to have to answer for our own lives. In Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, "But they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." This is the promise that we have if we wait on the Lord. If we seek Him for our strengths, if we keep those fires burning, they shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. In Galatians 5, verse 22 and 23, there talks about love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. And that those are to be part of our lives. And as we look at that, when that is taking place, we are betraying the character of God. It is what God wants to show us, show to people through us. And as believers, as surrendered believers, following Jesus and living for Him, it is a desire that we have. It's like it was mentioned this morning about the head covering, and it gives us an identity. And as these things are coming out of our lives, it shows us, it shows the people around us that person has been with Jesus. And if we love the Lord, it is something that we long to see coming out of our lives. Let's not be discouraged. We come to the end of a day, end of a a book mark in our lives, and we see those areas that God needs to refine in our hearts, let's take courage and allow God to work that out in each one of our hearts. And let's not have long bookmarks in our lives, that chapters that go for months. But if we can learn to have this be a daily occurrence, we're going to come to the end of a period of time, and we're going to see growth. But we have to, I believe, in every area, and I see a need for that in my own life, is to shorten those bookmarks. We set goals for ourselves. We want to spend more time with God. We see a need to care about people more. And it's, you name it. Be more involved in my children's lives. There's so many different areas that we can look at. And it's easy to look at that and have a goal. This is what I want. But we make it too broad. We set a goal for a week or a month, and it puts it out there. Well, tomorrow, if we set it out for a week or a month, we can, like, yeah, I didn't get it done today. Well, tomorrow's another day. And it just, before we know it, a week went by, and then 2 weeks, and it's like, well, yeah, not a whole lot has changed. And the end of the month came, it's like, well, I must, yeah, I can't really change. This is just who I am. And we settle into a state of accepting the fact that I had a goal and I didn't accomplish it. But if we take some of these verses that I mentioned, that I shared with you this morning, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. If you hear God speaking to you and saying, here's some areas that I would like to help you grow in. Here's some things that you can do better. Let's not put it out there for a week, but let's take it on as a challenge and say, yes, Lord, I'll start right away. If we take it on today, nowhere in Scripture do we see it encouraging us to start tomorrow or next week. But again and again, the reminder is today. So let's take those challenges and allow God to work that out in our hearts and see what God might do. In closing, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. May God bless you.